Recovering erased and stolen credit for my work. Being erased. Before jealousy. Who can stand? Prov 27, 4. A sound file of this essay being read aloud by Apple's Samantha Voice can be found at this link. Gentlemen, I do not propose to allow myself to be buried until I am actually dead. Noah Webster Bruce, the only professional things about Cole Simha are your songwriting and piano playing. Joel Kernoff of Lamb, said during 1990s, when Bruce Cohen was still in Cole Simha, everybody knew that the burning force behind this group, Cole Simha, was Bruce Cohen, Messianic Jewish worship leader, Jerusalem, 2005. We, Cole Simha, are asking Joe, when can Bruce come back to lead some rehearsals and will he compose any new music for us? Cole Simha member, confiding the state of Cole Simha after Bruce Cohen left the group in 1990. A colleague's website from Israel Today drew my attention to the YouTube page of Yossi Bar Negev, also known as Joe Finkelstein, the former leader of the music group Cole Simha, in which I served from 1978 to 1990. What I have written here embarks from that serendipitous encounter today with his YouTube channel, with Finkelstein having been caught in, and having confessed to, having done terrible and criminal harms to me, my family, and my work in the early to mid-1990s. See his confession document here. It turns out, in 2022, he is still doing those harms, and so, I model what I write here on the approach King David modeled for us in 1 Samuel 26 hours, and 16 minutes 19. When a jealousy-driven madman was doing him relentless harm, and enlisting the sympathy of others with lies, King David stood up with the evidence of King Saul's criminality and proclaimed aloud his royal father-in-law's guilt openly, in the presence of the entire army serving Saul. I attempt to do the same here regarding the harms Joe Finkelstein has relentlessly been visiting on me since the day I caught his hand in the cookie jar, and held him accountable for it. It is high time that I, as psychologists call it, name the frame. On or via Joe Finkelstein's Yossi Bar Negev YouTube channel and its CCM Music Daughter links is available every Cole Simha album in existence except one. The missing album is Dawning of a New Day, on which the name Bruce Cohen is everywhere, with my having composed 6 of the 10 songs on it, co-produced it, arranged most of it, executive produced it, and played piano on 9 of 10 tracks. It is for the sole reason of my ubiquitous presence in the sound and the credits. That album has been erased from Cole Simha's discography by Joe Finkelstein and his Philadelphian cadre under the Kernoff family and their crew, who covered up for him when a long streak of criminal misconduct by Finkelstein came into the open. Even now, some 23 years on, I still get hit in the present with the continuation of a decades-long pattern of theft and dishonesty and violence by an unrepentant criminal, Joe Finkelstein, and his political cronies who covered and still cover up for him. The graphic below is concrete evidence of the extremes of harm-doing, dishonesty, and sinning to which jealousy, and fear of facing one's own limitations, seem to have driven Joe Finkelstein. Driven is not to say Joe is any kind of victim. His choices are entirely his own responsibility. What you see below are the digital song information files from the most recent CD of the 1988 Dawning of a New Day album by Cole Simha. There are 6 indisputable instances of felony copyright theft, with malicious intent to erase my name, as I will explain below. The same reason this album is currently, May, 2022, missing from the Yossi Bar Negev YouTube channel with all the other Cole Simha albums, seems to have also been the reason Joe Finkelstein broke the law, committing 6 literal felonies for each of which the penalty is up to 5 years in prison and $250,000 fine. Finkelstein, in the Dawning album's digital files on CD and internet, stole credit for writing the lyrics and music for entirely Bruce Cohen-originated songs, and gave entirely false credit to himself and the entire group, Cole Simha, as if my songs were all ensemble products of the whole group's work and creativity. They were not. That ensemble impression is an absolute lie. I should note, I composed most of my many Cole Simha songs while holding down a full-time job as a private school teacher, chief administrator, and teaching leader in my local congregation. And I often worked in the wee hours of the night while my Cole Simha comrades were soundly sleeping in their beds. My music creation was a passion and vision-driven labor of love, and it did not matter to me, it had to be crammed into whatever time I could find in an already packed schedule of service. My devoted late-night composing schedule was especially true in the mid-1980s, when Joe Finkelstein had a nervous breakdown, and I was, in loyalty-driven support of Finkelstein, at all hours of the day and night feverishly creating, and then on Tuesday evenings rehearsing Cole Simha's members and new songs to keep them from being boredom-driven to leave a group. Finkelstein was barely functional during his breakdown, and was giving no leadership whatsoever to the group, nor was he creating any new arrangements for the group to perform. Beth Yeshua's then-Rabbi Martin Kernoff was deeply concerned for Finkelstein's survival of a season of personal, domestic and vocational disasters that were entirely Finkelstein's own fault. He was the only elder on Beth Yeshua's board who was not a boss of his own business. He made a try to become a boss by with an unwise investment in a gym business he had no skills to run, David Health and Fitness, and jeopardized his retirement fund by so doing, and his family had fallen into a state so unhealthy every voice in his life was pleading with him get professional counseling, which he refused. This is not hearsay. I was in the room with his then rabbi and elders when they tried and failed to move Joe to get the help he needed. Martin Kernoff told me directly, "Bruce, I am worried Joe can't handle all this pressure he is not used to. It might give him a heart attack." Kernoff asked me if I would be willing with others to give to a fund to help Joe's failing business survive, which I did. And I carried Joe with Kol Simcha and Shulat Sim Day School for a very serious period of time, but this was a great unspoken secret in Philadelphia. No one could mention Finkelstein's collapse, or my energetic support for him. It was a taboo subject. Why not forgive and forget? People ask me, why don't you just forget about it and move on? The answer is simple. Whenever I do, it washes back up again on the shores of my life, unsought, as it did on May 16, 2022. I am still being erased. I wonder if anyone who is not a creative artist can fathom the pain and harm coming from having one's highly regarded work output of over a decade erased, especially just to prop a criminal's ego and cover up for his misdeeds. The Ephesians 4:32 exhortation to us as believers to forgive one another as God has, in Messiah, forgiven us is often misapplied into Testament faith communities to mean, just forgive everyone of everything. The above scripture points to how God has forgiven us in Messiah as the model of our mandate. No one who does not repent has any forgiveness before God in Messiah, Acts 2:38. Joe Finkelstein has not repented of anything, especially the root causes of what he confessed in 1995 in print, see link here, and verbally to the entire group Kol Simcha when he was caught in his several years worth of sinning against me by theft and slander and abuse of his office as an elder in Philadelphia's Beth Yeshua congregation. Unrepented past sins keep doing harm in the present. Joe Finkelstein is still erasing an album into which I put some $12,000 of my own savings at a time when I was only earning $20,000 a year as a religious school teacher and administrator, into creation of which I poured countless hours of work outside and inside the recording studio, and more hours and days rehearsing the group in, and touring the music, performing with Kol Simcha all over the USA, and from Canada to Israel, just, erased. Any sane soul would ask, why Joe did what he did, and is still doing while he had a good ear for vocal harmonizing. Joe was not a music or arts professional, as I was. He was, in fact, a low-level industrial chemist by profession. I was a performing artist and writer, by profession and by training in the highest echelons of the American college and theater systems. Joe seemed to have gotten ego drunk on the place my trained chops earned Kol Simcha, and somehow to have convinced himself it was all coming from him and his leadership of the group. Then I left, and nothing of what I brought remained, and everyone seeing it, and soon complaining about it, and the people in Kol Simcha asking for my return. Joe's personality just seemed to have shattered under the weight of the truth. I was undone being erased 12 years of my life. 10. Thousands of my invested dollars. 12 years is the same amount of time that took me from kindergarten to college. 12 years is the same amount of time that took me from my first birthday to my bar mitzvah. 12 years is three times the amount of time I spent in prep school, and again, three times the time I spent in college. 12 years is the length of time from my congregation's 1993 planting till my eldest son's 2005 bar mitzvah in Jerusalem. Just let God be your justifier, believing colleagues often demand of me. Just forget about it. John DeLauder, who prosecuted Medgar Evers' murder 30 years after the fact, said very well why dealing out unmet justice is necessary. There is no time limit on justice. In addition, Martin Luther King, Jr. said, "Justice delayed is justice denied." I say, amen. This is all the more true when an unrepentant harmdoer has not made restitution for his harms done, and is still doing them and or profiting off them. As I said above, the harms done and still being done do not forget about me, even into the present. Passively allow myself be buried while I am still alive? Passively watch my life and work erased? Paul ridiculed such choices in 2 Corinthians 11:20, and Noah Webster said beautifully, "Gentlemen, I do not propose to allow myself to be buried until I am actually dead. Beyond this, The core criminals in these matters are still posturing themselves as spiritual leaders and have the gall to stand on stages calling people to get right with God while they, themselves, do criminal and unethical deeds as standard operating procedure. See Lamentations 4:12, Zephaniah 3:3-4, Ezekiel 22:26. People advise me, just do nothing, and let God bring justice. Well, it's been approaching 30 years. Why no justice? Well-meaning, but scripture misunderstanding believers tend to ignore that in scripture, God reserves only vengeance for himself. Justice, God makes our responsibility, and commands us, speak up for justice for the orphan and the widow, those without a champion. The community of faith has mandate from God to do justice, Micah 6:8, not just admire it. Rectification of harms done unjustly to other human beings is a job God firmly placed into our human hands, Dirk 1919. Regarding Finkelstein's horrific deception and theft, almost all of Kol Simha have never written a song in their lives, and none of any who did write a few songs ever obtained the level of standing minded songs. The Messianic Times newspaper's music section reviewed my songs as having become standards, sung everywhere there is Messianic Judaism. If you have been in Messianic Judaism for any length of time, you know these songs. They helped create the entire genre we now call Messianic. Just click the above Messianic Times link to read the review. When Kol Simha's quality cratered, the clarity that fact brought into the light seemed to drive Joe Finkelstein literally insane. It was as King Saul reacted when he heard the mobs in the streets singing, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his ten thousands, having their junior partner's talents recognized as more seminal and contributory than their own. It drove both men murder mad. King Saul spent a jealousy-driven decade trying to kill his son-in-law. Joe Finkelstein and his Kernoff cover-up crew in Philadelphia have for 23 years now been attempting to render me dead for all intents and purposes, invisible and non-existent, past and present, mostly to cover up for Finkelsteins and their own anti-ethical and criminal misconduct directed at harming and marginalizing me outside due process, allowing Finkelstein to continue in business as usual and even be raised into higher office by David Kernoff. Finkelstein's crimes coming to light just as Kernoff was announcing his elevation into the rabbinate. Despite Finkelstein being directly biblically disqualified from holding any office, Ex 18:21, 1 Tim 3, and for David and Joel Kernoff to avoid accounting for their sprees of sinful and or criminal misconduct covering up for Finkelstein, Bruce and Debbie Cohen had to be disappeared. Perhaps the most appalling disregard for biblical standards in the cover-up occurred when David Kernoff, as lead influencer in the MJAA's clergy organization, the IAMCS, put Joe Finkelstein up for, wait for it, treasurer of the rabbi's organization right after Finkelstein had been discovered in, and tried to lie his way out of several years of theft and horrific and harmful dishonesty, totally disqualifying of Finkelstein for ordinal standing, deacon, elder, or overseer. Kernoff not only ordained him into the rabbinate, but made him an officer among rabbis. This was a clear effort by Kernoff to cover up Finkelstein's unrepented crimes by piling honors and affirmations over top of them. That is why Dawning of a New Day is not on the Yossi Bar Negev YouTube channel. The name Bruce Cohen is all over that missing album, just as my creative output and influence is in nearly every moment of it. And it makes what KS did next without me look, well, shoddy in comparison. That is not some kind of pride of mine speaking. It was the reaction I ran into everywhere to KS's next album after I left, an artistic and moral nightmare called Let God Her Eyes. When Let God Her Eyes was released, on which Joe had broken his contract and deliberately, he later confessed, excluded me with deception and evasion from being in the studio when my songs were being recorded, breaking the specific condition on which I allowed him to use four of my songs on the third album. The result was an album so terribly lower in quality than Dawning that the head of another music ministry approached me after the third album's release, and asked me, Bruce, what on earth happened to that new Kol Simha album? It's terrible. My reply was simply, I was not in the studio for a single minute of any session, it was just Joe using my songs. Under contract conditions Finkelstein deliberately broke, as he later confessed, so, with this link, I here direct you to my greatest hits album on iTunes, Fall Upon US Now by Bruce Cohen, where you can hear the difference between my and Finkelstein's studio work. The first 10 songs are from my Kol Simha era. Tracks 1, 2, 3, 5 and 6 are from Dawning. Tracks 4, 7, 8, and 9 are from Let God Arise in the Dawning tracks. You can hear my piano at the core of the music, and my studio producing all over it. In Let God Arise tracks, All you hear instrumentals in entirely artificial orchestra of Joe Finkelstein's creation, and Finkelstein plays no musical instrument. I compose, arrange, and play several musical instruments at professional level, so affirmed composer Joel Kernoff and the professional music duo, Lamb, Bruce, the only professional things about Cole Simha are your songwriting and piano playing. When Joel was president of the IMJA, and wrote a letter recommending me for a post as an editor of the IMJA's quarterly Messianic Jewish Life magazine, see letter at link here, he wrote, Bruce Cohen is an accomplished and popular Messianic songwriter as one of my qualifications for such a high post of service. If you go on my website to this link for a live album of KS performances, you can hear Cole Simha's actual vocal quality, and my piano playing's place in the group's performing presence. At a testimonial birthday party held for me in Jerusalem at the King David Hotel in 2005, a Jerusalem worship leader rose to speak of my career impact. He said, Cole Simha used to play for hours at the summer Messianic conferences, and the Spirit of God was just so powerful and present whenever they did, and everybody knew that the burning force behind this group, Cole Simha, was Bruce Cohen, everybody knew, but nobody said, saying it out loud was verboten. However, when I left Cole Simha in 1990, and the group's quality sank like a stone, the self-inflating false impression Finkelstein had been propping for years was impossible for Finkelstein to maintain. When I was no longer in rehearsals, performances, or the music studio, his plagiaristic facade was exposed. This, I believe, is what psychologists call narcissistic collapse. The false stories one has been telling oneself fall apart, leaving the deceiver visible in his or her actual form. After I left Cole Simha, it shortly became clear where Cole Simha's recording, composing, and performing quality was actually coming from, and where it was most definitely not. This truth having surfaced seemed to, like the song about King David's impacted to King Saul, drive Joe mad. See 1 Samuel 18, 7-8, having erased my name from my songs on our CD's digital files, and replaced it with his group's name, Finkelstein was committing a kind of creative arts theft and murder. There is no telling how many $10,000 of dollars my family has been cost by my music and my musical presence being buried alive. There is no telling how much pain and suffering, and lost creative product from it, has gone with the experience. There is no quantifying what it means for a creative artist's trail of credit for his output to be wiped from history. See a graphic representing some of my 40 years of product contributions. Alone, below, I experienced one example of this toxic ripple effect of this erasure when, in 2000, I was the keynote speaker for South Africa's National Messianic Jewish Millennium Conference at the University of Cape Town in August 2000. A leading rabbinic colleague in South Africa told me, Bruce, I was just recently surprised to find out you wrote so many of those great worship songs by Cole Simha we've been using here in South Africa. I asked him, since my credits are in the CD's digital song files, how he could be so surprised. He was not quite sure. So, on a hunch, I dug up my own copies of the CDs and looked at the digital credit files for each song. On Dawning of a New Day, my name had been erased and replaced with Cole Simha and Let Gutter Eyes. The files said B. Cohen with small c. There was a Kernoff close associate named Bob Cohen, and Finkelstein appeared to be trying with plausible deniability to make it seem Bob Cohen, not Bruce Cohen, was the author of those four Cohen songs on Let Gutter Eyes. The man was so sick with whatever was driving him, he could literally not bring himself to write my name into the credit files of songs for which I was the sole lyricist and composer. Finkelstein's entire trail in this is deeply, deeply sick, hateful, and dishonest, and to this day, it still is. I ran into its ongoing disgusting footprint today, May 16, 2022. Criminality, the gift that keeps on taking. Since digital files are forever, all forward presence of my songs via Cole Simha song tracks will be with my name erased, and Cole Simha's Finkelstein illegitimately and falsely replacing mine. My 13-year musical contribution to musical and religious history during my Cole Simha years will be stolen, and I had originated a great deal of impactful inventions in the wider sphere of New Testament Jewish faith music as an art form during my Cole Simha era. I was the first modern Messianic Jewish worship instrumentalist to keep playing once a song was over, using the themes to create a framework for extemporaneous worship by the congregation. This came from my scripture study of worship, especially the Haggaiian mentioned in Psalm 9:16, and Selah mentioned elsewhere. I was the first to compose a scored worship song with a repeating scored background against which a vocal soloist would freestyle an extemporaneous worship Who Do You Know? I was the first to create Broadway show tune formats combined with Beethoven-style broad choral harmonies in counterpoint for worship group performances, including original dances choreographers created for the specific original music. Stuart Dorman of the Liberated Wailing Wall may have gotten to some Broadway flavor first, I am not sure, so I am mentioning him here, for honor's sake. However, we were in entirely unconnected work spheres, and to the present day, I can only name two Dorman songs, Echidan, Messiah's Prayer, which is an extremely brief and purely liturgical cantorial expression of the Lord's Prayer. I was the first to compose a full classical style a cappella piece, a vocal fugue for SATB chorus, Vahavta. I was the first to compose and play worship music driven by high velocity, percussive piano, as collaborative, specifically vocal supportive, piano, when Finkelstein confessed, see his witnessed confession link here, to his many jealousy-driven crimes against me, after trying for hours to lie his way out, and only giving up when so much evidence and eyewitness testimony made his lies impossible to continue, he wrote in his confession, you, Bruce, certainly always served, in Cole Simha nobly and well, and gave us most of our original music, but he did not stop there, he said, you, Bruce Cohen, have been, above all, a faithful friend, that, my reader, is an understatement. I stood by him during his nervous breakdown when both his family and his career were tanking, and I worked myself to near exhaustion covering for his absence from Cole Simha, as conductor, and Chulatsim Day School, as the acting principal leading parent-faculty meetings, and when his side business, David Health and Fitness, was failing, I gave, not loaned, him $1,000, 1/20th of my entire annual income, when I was not a wealthy man, and he was, as a chemist for a large corporation, earning far more than I, to enable him and his family to survive his side business's failure. For all this across 12 years of sacrificial service, I got a knife in the back from him, when people noticed what the real nature of my and Joe's contributions in Cole Simha were, and approaching 30 years later, in 2022 he is still erasing me and my history from existence. He is an unrepentant sinner and criminal. Why write this now? May, 2022, Finkelstein migrated to the Arad, in the Israeli Negev, and there, he has wormed his way into the leadership of a congregation in Arad, Hazdei Yeshua, despite us being totally disqualified from any position of leadership and, per scriptural law, as a proven perjurer, he is not even permitted to be a witness in any matter. Yet, Hazdei Yeshua leaders will not even take my phone calls or respond to me when I ask to be heard about possible danger in their midst. An unrepentant criminal and harm doer who turned on his most loyal long-term lieutenant. I have a scriptural obligation, if I see danger, to warn of it. Joe Finkelstein wrote, you, Bruce Cohen, have been, above all, a faithful friend. That statement is signed by Joel Kernoff as a witness in attestation of its truthfulness. What does Scripture say is the fate of all who return evil for good? Prov 17:13. What does Scripture say is the eternal destination of all unrepentant liars and cowards? Rev 21:8. This moral monstrosity is what has sneaked his way into a leadership position in the Messianic Jewish movement in the Israeli desert. I owe it to the Israeli movement to sound the alarm when I see danger. Ezekiel 33:6. May God protect the Israeli Messianic Jewish movement from more such harms by this still unrepentant criminal. May the Spirit of God grant Joe Finkelstein and the Chernoffs the repentance that leads to eternal life. As it stands now, their having any present tense or future connection to God and His kingdom in any way seems by scriptural standards to be, at the very least, highly in doubt. Rev 21:8, 1 Cor 6:9, Bruce Lewis Cohen, May 16, 2022.